Another amazing Friday to you. We are on this Friday of the following the first Sunday in Lent. And there still are many exciting days ahead. From Psalm 40, in verse 5, it says, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count." Many are the wonders God has done in our lives. We are so much filled with these things. And I know that a few days ago, Bishop Elmer was talking about signs and wonders, and he was talking about the importance of looking at the signs and not just the wonders. But really, when we come to see it, life is really filled with wonders. Yes, there are signs that point us toward the great wonders of God. And as we continue to journey in our life, we see that truly the best is yet to come, because God offers the best for His people always. As we fast forward to the days ahead, fast forwarding to March 27, the very Saturday before the Holy Week, or maybe even farther, fast forward to April 3, Holy Saturday, when we are just at the threshold of Easter, we can ask ourselves, what has Lent done for us? We think about it, what is Lent doing in our lives today? What is Lent leading us to? As we come to Easter, when we celebrate it on the 4th of August, of April, we can see the power of the resurrection. And yet, for many, that day will just be another day to pass by. No effect. Nothing as if happened and transpired. Just an event. Just an event that happened many times ago. Many years ago. Rather, what Easter should bring to us is really an experience of faith. Because Lent prepares that. If there is anything that we must begin to realize that Lent can give, it is to make you and make me trust in God more. We have to have that trust in Him, to walk by faith and not by sight. Today, I would just like to talk about the greatness of small things. The greatness of small things. Picking up from the gospel where John the Baptist was already at a point where his ministry perhaps was flourishing, and yet he understood it was not him that it was all about. It was about who he was preparing for. It was about the one God has sent, and he was there to prepare the way. And that's why he said what he said, "He must increase and I must decrease." These are very, very virtuous words of the prophet, John the Baptist. And it confronts us living in a world today where we want always the limelight, where we want to have as many likes in our postings in Facebook, where we want to have many views in whatever we have in YouTube. We want to always be the one that will catch the attention of many. But I believe that God is showing us the better way. The better way, because it is the way of the kingdom of God. It is even the way of the very Messiah who came. And he came not for his own, but he came so that he can bring glory and honor to God the Father. Because that was what he is. Remember, St. Paul said to the Philippians in Philippians chapter 2, that he was given a name with above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God. That was what he came for. So really, their greatness of small things is something that runs very much as a thread all through scriptures. And it is a challenge for us, especially appropriately here in Lent, because Lent is supposed to be a time where we now deny ourselves, when we set aside our desires and our likes so that we can focus more on the one who is from above. Because the one who is from above is the one who knows all things. And as we look at this, I remember the time when Zerubbabel was building the temple in Jerusalem after the captivity. And the Lord spoke to Zechariah, the prophet. And God said, do not despise the days of small things. Don't despise it. Don't look down. You know, as Filipinos, we are made to think, many of us who are viewing this are basically from the Philippines. And many Filipinos have what we call an inferiority complex, and that's why we have a colonial mentality. The colonial mentality is anything that is of the West is better than what we have. But really, that stems from that point where we put ourselves down and we don't see ourselves really as what God has created. But you see, when we understand, even in the smallness of our culture, there is greatness because of God. God has destined us for greatness, not in the world's definition of great, but in the kingdom's definition of being great. Greatness in small things. Christ was born in a little town called Bethlehem. There are many things that we see all around. We see our lives and we look at ourselves. As I said, in a culture, culturally, we can't do much. But you know what? I hear many Filipinos in Europe and in the States and all over North America are making strides because of what God has been doing, because of the faith we have in the one who is from above. When we understand that only by decreasing, only by seeing the smallness of our lives as very vital in showing forth the greatness of God, then can only then can we begin to really appreciate the small things that we have. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, St. Paul encourages the Corinthian church. He says, consider your calling, brethren, because not many of you are mighty according to the standards of the world. Not many of you are wise. Not many of you are mighty. Not many of you are noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong. And the base things of the world and the despised, God has chosen the things that are not, that He might nullify the things that are, so that no man can boast. In another portion, in 2 Corinthians, St. Paul continues in his letter, the second letter in chapter 4, when he says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. You see, we may be just a puny creature on earth, not even making a dent. You may be coming from a far-flung area that is not even known, from Mindanao or from Visayas. And then you find yourselves doing things that are some seemingly unable to be imagined, because when you trust in God, the small things will become great. Greatness in small things. is what God has called us. And people of God, people of Europe, wherever you are in North America or in the Philippines, remember that always. When we, like John the Baptist, would set ourselves aside and we will begin to see how great the power is in our lives, then no matter how small we are or how small we make ourselves, we become great in the eyes of God. God bless you. Have a great, great day.